goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Rebecca Pendel, P-E, N like November, D like David, E-L-L. Date of birth 10-28 of 1953. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Pendel with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was September 18th of 2023. Her weight is down 3 pounds over the last 6 months. She's having much less heartburn than she was prior to this visit. She stopped using Tums, and she does not require Pepcid at all, and she has very little heartburn. She's feeling well. She is using some eye drops for chronic dry eye symptoms, and those seem to be helping also. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril, 20 milligram in the evening, and lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide, 20-12.5, one daily in the morning, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam. Weight, 155 pounds. Pulse, 100. Blood pressure, right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 130/50. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done 12/8 of 2023. She does them every 4 months, so they'll be due in April. Creatinine stable at 1.19 with estimated GFR of 49, albumin 4.1, calcium 9.4, electrolytes normal, phosphorus 3.9, microalbumin to creatinine ratio 63 in the microscopic range, hemoglobin 11.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. One is stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression, no uremic symptoms. Two, hypertension, currently at goal. Three, diabetic nephropathy with microalbuminuria on maximum dose of lisinopril. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 4 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.